Good morning, everybody. Now, I want to say I've been doing this for a while now. I've been public speaking since high school when I did it competitively. And I want to say that no matter how many times you come up here and do what you're supposed to do, there's always something that just never seems to go the way you planned. And so I really sympathize with you today, Sam. And to kind of take some of the heat off of you, I want to tell you my most embarrassing story. When I was in China, I was studying with a girl. And we've been studying for a while, and I finally got to this point where I felt like she was finally getting it. And I was so excited that when she asked me why I do what I do, that I wanted to say it to her in her original language. So what I wanted to say was, because I have faith. And so how you say that in Chinese is, 我要信. 我有信, sorry. 我有信. But that's not what I said. I said, 我有信, with a G on the end. And she looked at me, and I could tell right away, because her eyes got so wide, that I didn't say what I intended to say. So instead of saying, I have faith, I ended up saying, I have that thing that only husband and wife should do. That must have been very embarrassing for her, but when I realized it much later, I am still very embarrassed by that one event. I don't try that anymore. I'll tell him English. My Chinese did get much better, I promise you that. But sometimes things just never work out the way you plan. And so I'm glad that we were able to work through that. Sam, we're going to laugh at your expense. But keep in mind, it's not the... We understand. These things happen. Moving on, I want to talk to you today about prayer, because this is going to be the subject of my sermons for the next few weeks leading up into Christmas. I actually was inspired to do this by a conversation I had with Bonnie. She doesn't even remember. Remember, I wrote it down. I put it in my wallet. It's still in my wallet. In fact, here, I'll show it to you. It's right here on this piece of paper, you guys. So this is actually inspired this topic, but not this lesson. This lesson I did about a year ago, so I've actually done this lesson before. And I think it is a great way to introduce prayer and what I think God intended us to pray. So, to start this off, I want to ask you, how do you pray? More specifically, what style do you use to pray? Because there is no correct style, right? I mean, a lot of us, when we get together, we say we bow our heads. So we bow our heads. Or maybe you don't bow your heads. Maybe you just close your eyes. Maybe you fold your hands, or you hold them. You hold them together. Maybe you put them behind your back or at your side. Maybe you fold them like this. Growing up, I remember going to, when I would visit my grandma, we would go to the Catholic Church. And in the Catholics, they pray on this thing. There's a pew. The pew in front of them has this little bar thing that folds down. It's called a kneeler. And when they go to pray, they will put the kneeler down, and they will get on their knees, like so, put their hands on the pew, and pray. Is that wrong? No. It's not wrong. It's just their style. Maybe some of you are like me, and you go to bed, and you... Like, okay, dear God, thank you for this day, and thank you for... Or maybe that alarm rings at 7 o'clock and you go, dear God, please let it not be that time. I'm not a comedian, I won't quit my day job. But there's no wrong style to pray, right? So however you pray, it doesn't really matter. It matters that style is important to you at that time. For example, I heard a story about a father and son sitting together while they were in church listening to the minister. And while the minister is talking, the son gets more and more unruly. And father keeps telling him to be quiet, to settle down. He's not listening. And so the father finally decides, I got to do something about this. So he grabs his son, starts walking out the door. And of course, by this point, everybody's watching him. So the son, feeling that he really needs the help of the audience, says, please pray for me. What's your situation? Well, like I said, there is no wrong way to pray. There's no wrong style to pray. So what I want to do is I want to talk about prayer itself. So what I've done is I've created a college education course. Don't worry, you don't have to have a college degree. I just did it this way. To basically give you a little introduction to prayer. And the first thing I'm going to do is what I consider to be the most basic aspect of prayer, which is why I call it Prayer 101. And that is, there are three things you have to understand about prayer. There's no correct style, but there are things you do have to know about. And the first thing is that because of God, because when God removes the barrier, when you think back to that barrier, there's two good illustrations of this barrier. The first one, when Jesus died and the temple was torn in two, that we now have this ability to go to God in prayer through Jesus. But also, there's another illustration, because we just did Moses, so I like this illustration of Moses. When Moses would go to visit God, he would kind of glow, and it made the people afraid, so he wore a veil. And they used that veil illustration in the Old Testament to talk about a barrier between God and the people. But that barrier is not there anymore. And because of that, that makes prayer possible. Because of what God did, prayer is possible. I also want you to understand that God wants you to pray. He says, come to me. Come to me. Come to me with grace. Come to me with confidence. Come to God in confidence? I'm sorry, you're the most powerful being in all of creation, in all of time, and I have to go to you in confidence? Doesn't that terrify you? Should. That's why it says fear God. I'm kind of intimidated going to my bosses. Not all the time, but some of the time. I see you guys smiling. But God wants us to come to Him. And He not only does He want us to come to Him, He says that I am going to listen to you. I promise you, I will listen. So please, ask God, seek God, find God, and do it through prayer. Now on to 201. How not to pray. There's not a wrong style, but there is a wrong way to pray. And if you were listening at the very beginning, actually Jesus wrote about the wrong way to pray. He says, and when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you that they have received their reward. And that's not a reward you want. We look at reward as a positive thing. Well, it's very much here a negative thing. But a lot of us say, okay, well, maybe I should go and pray in secret. Well, he's not really saying that either. He says it's better to pray in secret so people can't see what you're doing. But the problem isn't that they were praying publicly. The problem is that they are making it about themselves. And so when you pray, he also says, do not heap up those empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that will be heard with their many words. So there clearly is here a wrong way to pray. And so I thought, well, Jesus talked about these two examples. There's probably more. And so I went to my favorite place for looking up information, you know, Google. And I came up with 15 different ways that I will say is definitely a wrong way to pray. And you can look at them here. I'm not going to really talk about it, all of them, but I do want to point out some of them, such as without direction. You should pray to God with purpose because He is God. And prayer is supposed to be is having that intimate relationship with God. So if your prayer has no purpose, you're not having that intimate relationship with God. You shouldn't do it like John and James. You shouldn't want to call down fire. You shouldn't want to do the reverse gossip. Please pray for Brother Mike, who is stealing money for the church, from the church. Clearly there are wrong ways. Not necessarily wrong styles, but wrong ways to pray. So when you go to God, make sure you're going to God in the right manner. Next, what is prayer? What would you guys say prayer is? I know we don't do a lot of response, but I'm going to ask you guys right here, right now. What is prayer?
Conversation with God.
Conversation with God. What else? It's okay to talk, I promise.
Praise.
Anything else?
Thanksgiving.
Worshiping God. I like it, Philip.
Requests.
Yeah, and all these are correct. Asking. But when you get into the heart of prayer, I think it's a lot more than all those things. It is all those things, but it's also a lot more. And so this is what prayer is. Prayer is our mightiest weapon. You guys, we like Ephesians, right? We like talking about the armor of God. I am really surprised that prayer is not on that list. It's not. But it should be, because yes, we are soldiers for Christ. Yes, we do put on that armor for God. But do we fight the battle? No, God fights the battle. And how do we get God to fight our battles? Through prayer. And as such, because of that, prayer is our mightiest weapon. Because God is our mightiest warrior. And all we have to do is ask Him. And He will fight it for us. Prayer is also our greatest contribution. As a missionary, I hate to say this. Because we live in a world that operates in money. So money is definitely something that we are expected to give, but God doesn't need our money. The church needs our money to survive, but God doesn't. God can do anything He wants. And so the biggest thing that we could give back to God is having that intimate relationship with God through prayer. Third, this is my favorite, my personal favorite, is prayer is surrender. Man, I love to do things by myself. I hated group projects as a kid. I like to think that I can do it all. Me and my wife figured out how to unclog a dishwasher last night. Not a dishwasher, a garbage disposal. That was a big thing for us. We've never done anything like that. Man, I like to think that I can be great. Maybe I could, but I certainly can't do it without God. So by going to God in prayer, I am acknowledging to God that I cannot do it without Him. And that means I have to get myself out of the way and say, God, I need your help. Please get rid of me and have me focus on you. Prayer is also aligning our will to God. What's the first thing we ask in the Lord's Prayer? Your will. Your will. God, I may want these things, but most of, I don't want those things to get in the way of your will. But it's also okay to ask for those things. He tells us to ask for those things. You should ask for your needs, but it doesn't hurt to ask what you want. You're probably just not going to get what you, all those things. But God does say He will give you what you need. Out of all of these, and I've already kind of said this already, the best thing prayer is it's aligning our will to God and being and having that intimate relationship. Are you having that intimate relationship with God? I said this today as you were in my Bible class, that in this book I'm reading on marriage and family counseling, people that fail in their relationships spend on average 4 minutes a day in intimate conversation. 4 minutes a day in intimate conversation. Those are the ones that are failing. Are you talking to your spouse? Are you talking to, are you having that intimate relationship with your spouse or family member? If you are, I hope it's more than 4 minutes a day. And if you're successful in your marriage, it's probably a lot more than that. How often do you go to God in prayer? How often do you go to God by having that intimate relationship? If it's 4 minutes a day, your relationship with God probably isn't that strong. So, I gave you the 101, the 201, the 202, and the 301 courses. Now it's time for the test. Everyone got their piece of paper and pencil ready? Good. Because I'm not going to give you a test. I don't need to give you a test. Do you want to know what the best thing about prayer is? Or the exam? It's that God has already given you the answers. When the disciples said, Jesus, how should we pray? Jesus is like, that's easy. Let me tell you how. And he tells them. And he says so right here. Our Father in heaven. Say that with me. Our Father in heaven. Who are we praying to? We're praying to God. We are praying to God. The most important thing in our prayer is who it's directed to. And because it is God, it is respectful. Hallowed be your name. Repeat. Hallowed be your name. God's name is respectful because he is respectful. You know, the Jews, when they pray or when they talk to God or when they read scripture, they never say the name. They never say the name YHWH or Yahweh, depending on how you translate that. Because they believe, since they don't know how it's said, it's better not to say it. Because they don't want to be disrespectful. Your kingdom come, the first thing we pray, and your will be done. God's will. God's will done where? On earth, and it is heaven. Because we like to separate these two, don't we? We love to separate these two. But these are both God's domain. God has dominion over both of them. He may reside in heaven, but his domain is still earth. Give us this day our daily bread. God, please give me the things I need. I need shelter. I need food. I need warmth. Also, I need compassion. Especially compassion for you, because I am a sinner. And because I'm a sinner, I have a hard time forgiving other people. So please, help me forgive others just like you forgave me. This is how we pray. At its most basic. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with this. We don't actually say this every single day. In fact, I'm going to give you this challenge. Is I want you, at least once, every single day this week, and this is a great week to do it, is to say this prayer. Because of what God does for you every single day. It's a great way to be thankful. Avoid temptation, but deliver us from evil. This is God's prayer for us on how we should pray. Isn't this wonderful? Isn't this awesome? I don't like to use the word awesome because it means shock and awe. But this is awesome. This is what God gave us. And we're going to be talking about prayer a lot in the next few weeks. But I wanted to start here with this most basic understanding. Because sometimes the simplest answer or the simplest explanation is often the best thing for us. Or often the correct thing. That's called Occam's Razor, by the way. So thank you guys for your time today. I hope you have a lovely Thanksgiving. I hope you spend lots of time with your family. But before we go, I want to pray for all of you. So let's go to God in prayer. Dear most Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your Son, Lord. We have a lot to be thankful for this week. But most importantly, Lord, we thank you for the ability that we can come to you right now, at any time, any day, any place, and have an intimate relationship with you through prayer. Lord, we ask that you be with us as we leave today. We ask that you be with us as we travel. And we ask that you be with us as we be supportive to others. In your name we pray. Amen. If there's something else I can do to pray for you, or if you would like to know who Jesus is, we invite you to come forward as we stand and sing this song.